Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when
everyone, and thanks for joining me here on Blog Talk Radio for another edition of my little advertisement. It's so glad to see you guys paying attention and paying, you know, being with me and while I play around on here, you know, the pre-show for our show that we do on RaisingVibrationsRadio.com, which is empowered by Intuit Talk. So tonight we are doing part two of the reverse speech analysis with the small elk of sacred energy, none other than Dolores Chisholm. And she is going to be on there, and she has another guinea pig tonight. The creator of Intuit Talks, Jenny Satori, has agreed to share with us what her soul is saying to her. You know, what her soul says in backwards chat when you listen to her speech backwards. And you gotta just love Jenny. I mean, she's a beautiful soul who's very intelligent, and she's always giving of herself to others. And she really has this positive outlook on life, and she wants to do as much as possible. So I can't imagine her soul saying anything, you know, too off the wall or anything like that. In fact, I think it's going to be some very positive things. So we're looking forward to her being on the show tonight, along with Dolores, who's going to be analyzing the speech for us and giving her take on what the soul might be trying to say to Jenny. So that starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Right on our website. You just go to www.raisingvibrationsradio.com. You click on the little calendar to the right hand side. You choose the date, which is October 3rd. October, oh my God, before you know it, Halloween is right around the corner. One of my favorite holidays, that and Thanksgiving. I love them both. You know why? Halloween, because all the little kids are dressed up, and I get to dress up too and scare the bejeebies out of them, giving them candy. I know that doesn't sound very spiritual, but we have fun. You know, they have fun, I have fun, whatever. So anyway, you're going to click on October 3rd. You're going to click on that link right there. It's going to take you to the show page, and all you have to do is hit that big button, right, that says Join Reverend Raven. Be sure, if you're not a member of Intuit Talks, either one, sign up for an account, so that it already puts your name automatically when you, you know, signed in anyway, it'll bring you on there. But if not, just type in your name so we know who you are, so we can acknowledge you and say hi, because you're part of the group, you're part of the energy, and we want to acknowledge you for being there and being a part of this wonderful energy that we're sharing with you tonight. So once you're in the studio, you can choose three options. You can choose to do the microphone, which will allow you to talk, because we will open up the mics and ask questions for you if you have questions that you want to ask Dolores or Jenny, one or the two. You can just listen in only, or you can choose the option where you can call in, which will give the phone number with the show code. You do have to have that show code. I'm going to be giving the phone number out here on Blog Talk Radio around 8:20, because that's when I open up the studio, about 15 minutes from now. So Jenny will be playing the MP3 files that Dolores has chopped up for her, so you can hear what Jenny was saying forward, and then we're going to play it backwards, and you're going to hear what her soul is saying. So, and tonight on the show, we're going to be giving away another 20-minute reverse speech with Dolores. That is going to be absolutely free for one of our listeners. You do have to show up to the live show. And then for all of you that are listening in tonight that don't win, then you'll have an opportunity to get a special from Dolores if you really want to do this, which I suggest, because the main guy that does this program, OMG, what he charges, it's like $75 for 5 minutes. So the special she's going to be offering is like a steal. So again, you'll have to show up. You need to say you listen to it right on RaisingVibrationsRadio.com. And if you're on here on Blog Talk listening in, all you have to do is hit that blue link. It'll take you right over to our show page. And again, I'll open up that studio, in about 14 minutes. All right. So again, the real show starts at 8:30 p.m. on www.RaisingVibrationsRadio.com. And right now, it's just me bitting and chatting and, you know, sharing little things. Just me going on and a little infomercial. So I hope you guys are having a fabulous Monday. I hope with all my heart and soul. Today was really interesting for me. Today's my only day off this week because I chose, again, see, listen to my words, I chose to work tomorrow, which is my other day off, because one, they need the help, for work and stuff like that, and I don't want to disappoint them early on the game. They asked me for my help. They did. They asked. And so I'm going to put forth and I'm going to join in and be a part of that process. And I don't mind being a part of that process. I want to be there. You know, I love the people that I get to help out in my new job. And I'm enjoying it. I mean, I feel blessed every day. And two, you know, when you work so hard and stuff like that, and people recognize you working hard, my boss lets me know, you know, you're amazing. Thanks so much. You just jumped in here and you're just going with it. And I love that. And it's just totally amazing. So I feel blessed. And with that, I'm going to say a little gratitude prayer real quick before we go on any further. So, dear God, universe, spirit guides, angels, past loved ones, anyone that you believe in, that you like to pray to or meditate to or whatever, thank you so much for all the beautiful gifts that you bring into our lives each and every day. Thank you for the beautiful friendships that we have and the family that we have and our animals and the love and the people that we meet. I've just met some fabulous people today on my day off. I just love the energy that I was surrounded with, and I just want to share my gratitude for you allowing that. I know those were the miracles today, the beautiful energy that I encountered, and the help that I got, and the love and the wisdom. So thank you. Thank you for healing everybody and sending loving energy to all those that are in need of it. If they want to receive it, it is there for them to take. It's a choice to open up and allow. And I want to thank you for allowing me to let go of things that no longer serve me and to allow me to stay positive and happy and loving. In your name we pray, amen. That's to everybody. So there we go. There's a gratitude prayer for you. And I hope that, you know, I'm going to put a little hope out there to you. I hope you're doing well and having lots of love and you can feel the great energy that's out there and how amazing it is. And I want to share with you tonight, before, you know, we get too further into this, some of the benefits of being positive. You know, you can't stay positive all the time. I don't even stay positive all the time. You should have heard me earlier. I was bitching and complaining about getting older. I'm happy that I'm older. Don't get me wrong. I'm alive. You know, there's some of my people that I went to school with that are not alive to this day. They're gone, right? They're just, they left this planet. You know, so you got to be thankful for that. But the aging process really reeks sometimes. And it's like, ah! Do you know what, though? I am here, and I'm embracing it, and I'm thankful. I'm not pushing up daisies right now, so that's a good thing. So I want to read this article I got from JohnGordon.com. Apparently, he blogs, and he has his own little page right here. So he's got the 11 benefits of being positive. So this is what he wrote in his blog that I'm going to share with you guys, except I got to clean my little glasses off. That's one of the things about getting old is my eyesight needs eyeglasses right now. Okay, so over the years, I've done a lot of research on the positive effects of being positive and the negative effects of being negative. The research is clear. It really does, it does pay to be positive, and the benefits include enhanced health and longevity, happiness, diagnosed career advancement, athletic performance, team building, and financial success. Being positive is not just a nice way to live, it's the way to live. In the spirit, here are 11. Here again, we're saying 11. He picked a spiritual number, 11 benefits of becoming positive. I bet he doesn't even know he picked out that spiritual number. Okay, so number one. Positive people live longer. In a study of nuns, now this is nuns, the women that wear the black dresses with the white habits on top and stuff like that. In a study of nuns, those that regularly expressed positive emotions lived on the average 10 years longer. And that was done at the nun study. There was a nun study. I learned something new every day. I didn't know that nuns got studies. So here we go. Number two. Positive work environments outperform negative work environments. Isn't that true? That was done by Daniel Goleman saying that. So when you work in a positive environment, it's just like, look for me, like when I used to work at the other place I was working at, I was getting non-productive. I was getting irritated. Things weren't going right, and I was just messing up left and right. I'm in this positive work environment. Everything's going smooth. It's happy. It's beautiful. It's awesome. And I'm thankful. I was thankful for the other job. Don't get me wrong. It allowed me to get a new car. However, it was very negative. And the more negative that it got, the worse I got. So that, it, I, you know, from my own personal standpoint, I can say, yes, that's a true statement right there. Number three. Positive, optimistic salespeople sell more than pessimistic. I can't even say the word because I don't like that word. Salespeople. Pessimistic. There we go. I did it. Yay. And that was a quote by Martin Seligman. Number four, positive leaders are able to make better decisions under pressure. And heartmath.org quoted that. So there you go. If you're a leader and you stay positive, you're going to make better decisions under pressure. And you're not going to second guess yourself. Number five. My way or highway kind of thing here, right? Okay, number five. Marriages are much more likely to succeed with the couple's experience to a 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions, whereas the ratio approaches 1-to-1. Marriages are more likely to end in divorce. And that was John Gottman that said that. Marriages are more likely to succeed when the couple experiences a 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions. Whereas the ratio approaches 1-to-1, like dead even, marriages are likely to end in divorce. Wow. Wow. Did that make you think? Totally, right? Number six. Positive people who regularly express positive emotions are more resilient when facing stress, challenges, and adversity. That was done by several studies. Number seven. Positive people are able to maintain a broader. There we go. Broader express oh gosh, I lost my place, perspective, and see the big picture, which helps them to identify solutions, whereas a negative person maintains a narrow perspective and tends to focus on problems. And that's a quote by Barbara Fredrickson. Wow. So negative people, they will tend to focus on the problem and not on a solution. And positive people want a solution. They want to see us to keep moving. They want to feel that energy flow. Keep on going. Keep on going. All right, number 8. Positive thoughts and emotions counter the negative effects of stress. For example, you can't be thankful and stressed at the same time. And that was done by several studies. Number 9. Well, you know what? Let's revisit 8 for a second because I like what they said. Positive thoughts and emotions counter the negative effects of stress. Okay, for example, you can't be thankful and stressed out at the same time. That's true. If you're feeling blah in the blues and stuff like that, get out that pen and paper and start writing down things that you can be thankful for right now in this very moment. Do you have a roof over your head? Let me tell you what. Some of these people that I pick up on my rides, you know, oh my God, you should be, just for the fact that you don't need a ride like I have to give these people. It's amazing on its own right there, okay? So there's something to be thankful for. And the fact that, you know, you have a great group of friends that love and support you and honor you and connect with you, there's another thing. Some of these people don't have anybody in their lives. They tell me they don't have anybody, and they share things with me. And I just let them talk because I'm the only one they get to talk to sometimes for days or weeks on end whenever they're not going anywhere. So, again, you got to, there's 2 things right there. Did you eat today? Oh, my God, yes, you did. So there's something to be thankful for. So when you're in that, into that mode of being thankful for who you are and what, how special you are and what you have and all that stuff, you feel this beautiful synergy coming around you. And all these beautiful things are starting to come into your life. When we're negative, though, there's nothing coming in our life. The air's stagnant. It feels dampening. You don't feel like moving. You're stuck. You don't want to do a damn thing. You lay up in that bed. You sleep all day. You don't participate in life. You feel sorry for yourself. No, that's not the way to be. Or stressed out. Why get yourself stressed out? Okay, I'll get off my soapbox now. All right, here we go. Number 9. Positive emotions such as gratitude and appreciation help athletes perform at a higher level. And that's heartmath.org. Well, let me tell you something. It's more than just athletes that perform better when they're positive emotions and such as gratitude and appreciation. It's for anybody. It's for anybody. Artists do better work. Poetry flows even more. You know, stockbrokers that are happy create more wealth for their clients and for themselves. It's not just for the athletes, it's for everyone. Number 10, positive people have more friends, which is a key factor of happiness and longevity. And that was said by Robert D. Putman. Well, that's the truth, isn't it? The more positive you are and you put yourself out there and you're just open, And you always have something beautiful and positive to say, look how many people come to your life, you know, that beautiful light that you are. And you're uplifting and supporting them and helping them too. And then they're doing it for more people. And you get connections. And you realize how big, you know, how big and vast this universe is. And we're all part of the whole. And that we're all one, and that we're loving each other and helping each other out. Isn't that beautiful? I think it is. And number 11, positive and popular leaders are more likely to garner the support of others and receive pay raises and promotions and achieve greater success in the workplace. Let me tell you something. Today, I went in. Now, mind you, I've only been working with this company since September 14th, and I went in today, and I sat down. I was talking to my boss, and he was reimbursing me for some windshield wiper blades that I had to buy, to put on the car and stuff like that. So he paid me back for them. And he goes, you know, you're my highest payer ambulatory driver. And I said, well, yeah, and I'm totally worth it. And he goes, you know what? You are. So, again, you stay positive and you keep that positive attitude going around other people. They agree with you. You know, it was a beautiful thing. So, again, you guys are listening to the Raising Vibrations Radio pre-show here on Blog Talk Radio. I am going to go open up my studio now, where we're going to have the show in about 10 minutes. All you have to do is hit that blue link right there in the description. It'll take you right over there, and then you're going to hit some button that says Join Reverend Raven, and it'll give you three options. You can choose to do the microphone so that you can call in and chat with us. You can listen in only. And there's a chat room. You can type in your questions there, too, as well. Or you can do the phone number with the show code, which I'm going to come back in a few minutes and share that information with you right here on Blog Talk Radio for you guys right here on the phone with me listening in so that you know what number to call and use and stuff like that. And thanks for hanging out with me tonight in the studio. I'm sending y'all lots of love and energy. So let me play my song here, Go Big or Go Home by Irene Boggs. And you're going to enter the show code 77694. Again, it's 631-353. Oh, well, hold on a minute. I just lost my place here. Give me a second here.
like, oh, I don't want to do that. Hold on. I was trying to do two things at one thing here, and I got distracted again as usual. So, and I'm going to Hi, you guys. Thanks so much for joining us early. We'll be here in about 5 minutes. I'm finishing up my talk here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm sharing the phone number with them right now at 631-353-4342. And you're going to enter 77694 if you want to call in and listen by telephone, or if you want to call in and ask a question. So we're looking forward to tonight's show. All you have to do if you're listening here right now on Blog Talk Radio is hit that link. It'll take you right over to the show. And you can just hit that link and join Reverend Raven and choose your three options right there. And for you guys listening in and you didn't catch that information, you can go to my Facebook page. I hope you went to our Facebook page and like it, Raising Vibration Radio on Facebook. And you will see the phone number listed, just the phone number right now. I'm posting it. So, guys, thanks so much for playing around with me here on Blog Talk Radio, and I look forward to seeing you over on the good side, right? So come on, join in. We're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to do that giveaway. Dolores is amazing. Jenny is amazing. We're just going to have too much fun, right? So you guys have a wonderful weekend, or the week, right? I'm calling it the weekend because this is my day off. You guys have a wonderful week, and we will see you next Monday night here right on Blog Talk. And thanks so much for playing with me here. See you on the good side. Bye now.